welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speakers are Father Xavier Lavaghetto, pastor and director of the Catholic community, and Teresa Plains, chaplain of the Catholic community. It is the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
This is a hard saying. It's difficult to believe. Yes, it is. Especially when you realize, he says, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man. And in the Greek, it's gnaw. It's very physical, very physical. But this is actually talking to the Jewish Christian community and their faith in Eucharist. Remember, the first Christians were all accused of being cannibalists by the Romans because they kept on hearing the body of Christ and didn't realize, well, it was the body of Christ, but most miraculously given. But what makes things difficult, hard? Is it really the material at hand, or is it something in our hearts? And I want to submit to you that often what gets in the way of our ability to believe, or better yet, to trust, because that's what really belief here means, trusting Jesus. What gets in the way is our fears. Our fears. And they can just simply lock us down and tie us up in knots, because we're really more about ourselves at times and not breaking through the barrier by reaching out. Last week we asked you to pray for the staff and a bunch of the student leaders. We went up to Seattle for Evangelical Catholic Workshop. Now, even the word evangelical makes some people nervous. So how many people here, when they heard that word evangelical, get a little nervous? I want to see some hands, right? Come on, be honest, okay? Because why? We hear, often we associate with that word that people is going to make a judgment and say, you sinner, you got to believe in Jesus or else you're going to fry, right? And it's that kind of harshness at times. And there's something wrong, because the word evangelical, euangelion, is a proclamation of good news, of victory, of wonderful news, and all of a sudden now that word evangelical sounds like bad news. So let's call it not the evangelical Catholic, but good news Catholics. We got good news to share, good news to share. And so the students and staff went up there, and they learned how to share their faith. To simply share the joy without making a judgment on anybody, without putting people in boxes, but to rather become Jesus' invitation to trust, to open their hearts, to open their lives. And it was wonderful. I have never been so proud, actually I've always been proud, but never so proud of the Stanford students. They went up there and said, we can do this. We were going to do the major kickoff for the undergraduates in Ash Wednesday. Not with these students. They're pushing. They want it. They want it. The first week of school. Well, what do you do with Stanford students? You listen to them. And so that's what we're going to do. And this is going to ripple out to the later on to the professional schools, to the law school, to the GSB, to the med school. But it's going to take a little time, and of course, to the year-round community. But it's a take on this adventure. We at times become so like silos in the Midwest. A bunch of silos next to each other, not connecting. But when you begin to share your joy, your faith, it magnifies it. You know, a joy shared is twice a joy. Because in fact, it's feeding your heart in the very sharing. You're inviting other people to discover the joy in their own lives. And when you connect joy to joy, wonderful things happen. And a new spirit, a spirit of sharing, is born. And Teresa's going to talk about that spirit of sharing, that missionary spirit.
In the gospel we heard today, everyone was looking for bread. The crowds, the disciples, the 12, they were all looking for bread. As the sixth chapter of John's Gospel begins, Jesus is dogged by the desperate and the curious. They follow him across the Sea of Galilee, and they follow him up a mountain, and they will not leave him alone. I understand that. I have 7 children. They were all looking for bread, yearning for a word of hope or a cure for their ailments. And with bellies full from their miracle, they proclaimed him prophet. And they clamored for a king, all the while looking for bread. But the bread they seek only lasts for a day, and so they have to keep coming back. They have to keep following Jesus over and over, asking for this bread that only feeds them for a day. They want the miracle, but they can't see the manna right before their hungry eyes, standing in front of them. Their almost king invites them to communion, to share in his body and blood, to partake of the bread of life. But it was too much for them. Isn't this Jesus? The Jesus from down the road? The son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, "I have come down from heaven"? They didn't believe. Miracles aside, they weren't ready to be that familiar with God. And so they all began to drift away. Some of them were sad, some discouraged, and a few had murder in their hearts. Still looking for bread, they made their choice. Only a handful remained, with Peter as their spokesman. The great discourse on the bread of life that is chapter 6 of John's Gospel ends with Peter's confession, "Lord, to whom should we go?" Their choice was made also. They were not going back to those fishing boats from whence they came. As much as they didn't understand about Jesus, They understood enough to know that their search for bread ended with him. And it was from their faith in Jesus that we sit here today. This gospel, this church, this mass, this community, it's all built on their faith. What if they'd all run away? We probably wouldn't have mass. All of these things exist because a few disciples became apostles. Apostles are missionaries. They have been sent, and their faith leads them outward. Apostles bear witness to the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. Apostles offer hope to others and an answer to a seeker's quest for bread. Apostles' hearts are filled with names and faces of the ones they care for. Apostles talk to people. They talk to people about how much they are loved by God. Now, this past week, as Father Xavier mentioned, we gathered, our student leaders and our staff, and we spent a great deal of time praying and listening about how to be apostles. And how to open your eyes when we came back to the call and ministry of evangelization. We listened and prayed about the kind of life the Apostle Paul outlined in that second reading of today, where he says, "Brothers and sisters, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ." Laying one's life at the feet of others is a way of living for many of you sitting here. There are countless names and faces in my heart. I know many stories from being here 20 years. Stories of heroic love on behalf of sick or dying partners, mentally ill children, anxious and distraught students, aging parents, or your work through peace, through disarmament and negotiations, or medical research, or green technology, or immigration. There are many, many stories. Your love is exemplary. I'm asking you today, can you take another step forward and talk to others about the deeper meaning of why you do those things? You all do them. Think of the return on your investment for doing this. The gospel is shared, hope is given, love is paid forward. What's not to like about this? If you have not yet read Pope Francis's Evangelii Gaudium or the Apostolic Exhortation on the Gospel, do so. Do so. It will help you. His writing is engaging and exciting and challenging. He speaks of the power of Jesus' resurrection, and his message is one of immense hope. He writes, "Each day in our world, beauty is born anew. All who evangelize are instruments of that power." Sadly, we know what the absence of love looks like in our world. Jesus calls us to put beauty into darkness. You can do that. You can bring beauty to darkness. At the final planning session of our evangelical conference, I'm going to trip over that word every time I say it. At the final planning session of our evangelical conference, the student leaders led off with, "Don't worry, we got this," in exactly those tone of voices. And they immediately started the 3-hour planning session by dividing all the dorms up, planning who was going to go where, which schedule would work with this person. They already had names in mind of who they could invite into their groups. They were basically being Stanford students, planning in great detail their missionary outreach. And while they were doing this, a smile came to my face as I realized that Jesus now had six more apostles. So as we look for bread in this world, as we cry out for a vision, may we, in that evangelical work, find our Savior, Jesus Christ. May we find the joy of his gospel, the joy that says all are his children, all are loved, all are welcome. And may we share that gospel with one another.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.